eight ball on 90.
He played the point yesterday about your being not far from the city. Yeah.
George? I missed your meet the press because I was driving, but they tell me you did a good job, and I appreciate your mentioning the bipartisan stuff in the Senate.
Right. Well, I hope
it was. I stole your Panama Thunder.
Well, I bet you did splendidly, and I must say I think it advanced the possibility of working something out.
I think we ought to, as I just finished telling the secretary, I think you ought to say to him, now, he said anytime, anywhere, anything, and that's just the sky's the limit, and bring all your damn treaties you want to, but let's resume negotiations, let's resume relations and get going.
Well, I used just that same language last night.
What about the Greek situation? Why are they parading over there with my picture and giving me hell?
Well, they're just steamed up, and I think as soon as this thing gets settled, it'll die down again.
Don't you think you ought to tell them that we're not, that this is not a good thing to do?
Well, I think it's a very sensitive situation with this new prime minister. I think anything like that might get an adverse reaction, but I think the thing will be dead within a couple of days once we get this force moving.
Are you going to get your resolution through?
Yes, I think it looks all right.
And now, who's going to constitute the force on the resolution?
Well, they're looking for the Canadians, the Irish, the Swedes, possibly a contingent from India, and that's about it.
But it does look good so far as the possibility of the resolution.
I think it looks quite good. I was just talking to Dean about the possibility of a message from you to Innu. I'd like to wait on that for an hour because we're negotiating in New York right now, and I think the thing may come through all right.
But we still want to be on record, and we still want to be urging him. It don't cost us anything, and we're very friendly, and we want to be alert to it, and I think it'd be harder for them to back out if they had a message, and it would, and I don't see it cost us anything.
Well, what I want to do is to get a draft against which we can put the messages.
Yeah, but you'll have your resolution through, maybe.
Well, the point is that the resolution is just coming out of the mill up there in a slightly modified form. I want to see it to make sure that this is what we should urge the Turks to accept, rather than just a general admonition.
All right. Well, you get something over to Mac Bundy as soon as you can.
I will.
Thank you, George. Did you think that everything went all right with your meeting yesterday?
I thought it seemed to be quite useful. And
I think somebody ought to brief the Foreign Relations Committee pretty quick on North Vietnam, on the Vietnam situation. I noticed about four senators this morning raising hell about the uncertainty and everything, and I think we ought to go over the alternative with them and try to let them see we're doing the right thing.
Well, we'll get somebody up there.
Okay.